You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has denied criticising the European Union despite blaming a lack of vaccine exports for Australia's slow immunisation rollout. Mr Morrison yesterday defended his government's slow rollout of the vaccine, claiming that the European Union has blocked AstraZeneca from exporting 3.1 million doses of their vaccine. The EU responded saying the only shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines that's been denied to Australia is the one containing 250,000 doses from Italy in March, which was highly publicised at the time. Mr Morrison says he's pleased the EU has indicated it's not seeking to restrict the delivery of the outstanding doses to Australia.
Any suggestion that I in any way made any criticism of the European Union yesterday would be completely incorrect. I simply stated a fact that 3.1 million of the contracted vaccines that we had been relying upon in early January, when we'd set out a series of targets, did not turn up in Australia. That is just a simple fact.
While governments, researchers and the World Health Organization continue to assess the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine, the WHO insists so far it's confident that the benefits of it outweigh the risks. The European Medicines Agency is also assessing a possible link between rare cases of severe blood clots in a small number of people and the AstraZeneca vaccine, with the EMA expected to announce its findings this week. Australia's Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy says while the benefit of vaccination outweighs any potential risk, the government is taking the matter very seriously.
We are working very closely with our counterparts in UK who have now done well over 18 million doses of this vaccine, and in Europe that have done many million, to look at the data that they're getting from their signals and their regulatory bodies and their vaccine advisory committees. And that's what's going to give us the true picture of whether this is a real problem and whether it has any significance.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government is setting up a mass COVID-19 vaccination hub at Homebush in Sydney's west. Ms Berejiklian says that's in addition to 100 others being established to ensure people can get access to the vaccine wherever they live in the state. She says the purpose of the new sites is to support GP clinics and the federal government with the rollout.
Even after we've done the 300,000 we were asked to do, we'll continue to have 100 sites up and running across the state, in addition to a mass vaccination hub at Homebush. We anticipate that post the 300,000 that we're responsible for, we'll be able to do around 60,000 vaccinations a week. Half of those will be done at Homebush, and the other half will be done across the other 100 sites across the state.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has confirmed that the company producing the AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia, CSL, has so far released 1.3 million doses of the vaccine. Mr Hunt says in addition to those 1.3 million doses, the government is expecting at least three more batches over the next week or so.
In the next three batches, which are continuous rather than just in weekly amounts, we've got those figures of just over 470,000, 480,000, 670,000. And those are the batches that are being produced through their yields, and they're scaling up to pass the million. But it's an extraordinary achievement that they've already had a release of 830,000, then an additional amount which has taken us above 1.3 million.
Meanwhile, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Australia shouldn't open its borders to any further countries until the coronavirus vaccine rollout is completed. An agreement with New Zealand is set to allow quarantine-free cross-Tasman travel between the two countries from April the 19th. And while she thinks the trans-Tasman bubble is a good first step, she's wary about opening the borders to additional countries before the vaccine is fully rolled out. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.